track four, Falling in Love with Autumn. This year, Norfolk author Heidi Swain is celebrating 10 years as a novelist, during which she's had an incredible 20 books published. Her 21st, which is just out, is a cosy celebration of her favourite season of the year.
Heidi Swain has been a bookworm for as long as she can remember. Growing up in the Cambridgeshire Fens, she recalls loving the long, light summer days because it meant she could sneak in some extra reading after bedtime without the glow of a lamp giving away that she wasn't in the Land of Nod. When I was really tiny, I had this set of Disney books and it was called A Story a Day, and there was spring, summer, autumn and winter. It was written in a diary format with tiny short stories about different Disney characters, and I loved those, she says. I loved Winnie the Pooh as well, and then I moved on to Enid Blyton and then on to Judy Blume and then straight on to Jilly Cooper. Quite an eclectic mix of younger years reading there. The author of Rivals and Riders is often cited as an influence by many novelists, and one of the highlights of Heidi's career so far has been meeting Dame Jilly when she was awarded the Romantic Novelists Association's Outstanding Achievement Award in 2018. I thought that if I didn't talk to her, I was always going to regret it, says Heidi. So I told her about when I was a weekly boarder at Swaffham Convent. I had a copy of Riders and we used to read it when the nuns had turned the lights out. That one copy went around all the dorms. She loved that story. Prolific Dame Jilly has had 44 novels published, including her wildly popular Rutshire Chronicles series starring the caddish Rupert Campbell Black. But Heidi is catching up. Her first novel, The Cherry Tree Cafe, came out in 2015. And her latest, All Wrapped Up, which is out now, is her 21st. She's a Sunday Times bestseller and her books have now sold 1 million copies in the UK. And in 2023, her book, A Christmas Celebration, was awarded the RNA Popular Romantic Fiction Award. I'm now working on the first draft of book 22, she says. I just don't know how that's happened. Heidi was working in a school as a teaching assistant for pupils with special educational needs, but had always loved writing as well as reading. Approaching a big birthday, she decided that it was high time that she gave writing a proper go. I've got a friend from school who can remember me writing stories, but I didn't share them with anybody. I didn't have the confidence to say, these are the words that I've written down, what do you think? So it was something that I did and kept to myself for years and years. I got to the point where I thought that if I didn't have a go at it properly, I was going to be leaving it really late. So I joined some creative writing classes in Norwich, which were brilliant. I wrote a lot of short stories, and then I thought I'd see if I could write a novel. Not with the intention of doing anything specific with it, just to see if I could write 100,000 words and get them to hang together. The kids were small, I'd got a family to run, and I would write in the morning before they were up, in my car during my lunch break at school, and when they were in bed. But I loved it, so I carried on. It felt like the longest apprenticeship ever. Heidi had written and edited The Cherry Tree Cafe, and when Books in the City, the digital imprint of publisher Simon & Schuster, did its 2014 24-hour open call for manuscripts, she took a leap of faith. You don't have to have an agent or representation. You put in your manuscript and they have a look at it. Here we are, 22 books later, she says. Setting her feel-good books in three different locations, all inspired by Norfolk, means that she's never short of inspiration. Both her debut novel and her latest are set in the fictional fen town of Winbridge. She also chronicles the goings-on in Nightingale Square in Norwich and Wynmouth, a seaside town in North Norfolk, which features elements of some of her favourite places, including Wells, Blakeney and Sheringham. There are also standalone books set in other locations too. Heidi's books come out twice a year, one set in the summer and one at Christmas. But this year, in a departure, All Wrapped Up is set in autumn, her favourite season. A cosy blanket and pumpkin spice latte of a book, it tells the story of Clemmie Bennett, who has spent the last 18 months living a private life renovating Rowan Cottage on the outskirts of Winbridge following the death of her husband in a tragic accident. She has been anonymously documenting the refurbishment on her Instagram account, @everythingautumn, and fate intervenes when she meets Lizzie Dixon, owner of the Cherry Tree Cafe, who pulls her into organising the town's first ever autumn festival with local vet Ash and Pixie the dog. Unbelievably, this time last year, I hadn't even imagined this book, she says. I was finishing off the summer book, best summer ever, and I was starting to think about what I could do for the Christmas book, and I'd got a bit of a plan in mind. I'd had so many people say to me at events that they would love me to write an autumn story, but with the publishing schedule, it's quite tricky to change the time when you put a book out. Then, about 3 days before I was going on a writing retreat with four other friends, my editor emailed me and said, she always starts with, you can totally say no to this, but... And she asked how I would feel about writing an autumn story. I just thought, wow, this is my moment. I had to set it in Winbridge with all the beautiful pumpkin fields. And by the end of the retreat on the following Friday, I had the entire book plotted, mapped out, and I was ready to start writing it. The novel was a chance for Heidi to indulge in all her favourite things about autumn in the countryside. Autumn is my favourite season. You've got that mellow warmth. It's cool enough that you've got long sleeves on, but it's not chilly. Coming up with the idea for an autumn festival gave me an excuse to put in so many autumn things. Clemmy loves autumn, but that's definitely me. I really like to do things that connect me with nature in autumn, she says. I work at home, but I commute from my kitchen to my desk in the morning and always go for an hour's walk. I'm always banging the drum for people getting outside. It's such a mood lifter. Decorating the house for autumn is really lovely, and making soups and crumbles. I love it all. There have been lots of big celebratory moments for Heidi during the last 10 years, but one of her greatest joys has been the connections that she's made with her fans, the Swainettes, as they are known. Some of the biggest highlights are when a reader gets in touch with you, she says. For example, when I wrote a book about a main character who struggled with Christmas. In the story, it was the first year that she had felt comfortable enough to start putting up her decorations and had somebody get in touch with me who had been bereaved at Christmas. They said as a result of reading it, they felt that they were able to put up their Christmas decorations too. Knowing that your words have helped somebody is wonderful. While her books are what would typically be described as romances, recently Heidi has been referring to them as love stories. Of course, there is a romantic element to her books. You're absolutely rooting for Clemmy and Ash in All Wrapped Up. But they are also a celebration of love in all its forms. I'm really pleased that this year in particular we're starting to see this real shift, says Heidi. People have always been really snobby about the term romance, but it sells in its absolute millions. It's the biggest seller of any genre there is, I believe. And I think at the end of the day it's because people want to champion love in all its forms. So I've switched recently from saying that I write romance to saying that I write love stories. There is a main romantic thread throughout the books, yes, but you've got the love stories between family and between friends and even between places. I think that's what humans hope for. I think that's what we all hope for, a love story. All Wrapped Up by Heidi Swain is out now, published by Simon & Schuster. She will be at the auditorium at the Forum on the 29th of October from 7 to 8pm as part of Norwich Book Festival. And for more information on that, check out norwichbookfestival.co.uk.